Good morning. High pressure dominating over northern New England is keeping the weather dry this morning across interior New York and New England. In fact, skies cleared out in most places overnight. And as a result, temperatures dropped, and it's a chilly start. In a lot of places, it's in the lower to mid-40s this morning, even some 30s showing up across the higher terrain in parts of western New England. But that same high pressure will bring us brilliant sunshine through the morning, and temperatures will turn around quickly and push back through the 40s and 50s on our way up to the 60s this afternoon, with a lot of places touching just about 70 for an afternoon high. Clouds will tend to mix in from time to time, although a fair amount of sunshine will carry us with dry weather right on through the afternoon and into the evening. A disturbance in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will combine with a cool front and slide in from the north late tonight and into the day tomorrow. Clouds will build back in during the overnight period, and we do run the risk of a passing shower. And as that wind energy gets going along with the front tomorrow, sunshine will mix with clouds, and as highs reach the lower 70s, we'll see scattered showers and thunderstorms develop into the afternoon, which will carry over into the evening hours. This front will slide through on Friday night, and another bout of energy will push through in the mid-levels of the atmosphere on Saturday. This one will be a little further to the east and south of us, so we just run a slight risk of a shower or thunderstorm on Saturday afternoon, otherwise mainly dry with enough sun to get us back into the lower 70s. High pressure behind this disturbance will build in for the day on Sunday, and we'll enjoy mostly sunny skies and a warming trend with highs in the middle to upper 70s for the second half of the weekend. A southwesterly breeze will carry us up toward 80 with mostly sunny skies on Monday as a front slides in from the Great Lakes. It looks like showers and thunderstorms will become more numerous on Monday night and especially during the day on Tuesday with this front, with highs in the lower 80s and more scattered showers and thunderstorms with that front hanging by on Wednesday and highs staying in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, isolated severe thunderstorms will be possible over the northern plains, the Carolinas, and the central Gulf Coast during the afternoon and into the evening. While each of these locations have marginal variables which would allow severe weather to develop, there are also inhibiting factors, so the chances for organized severe weather is minimal. Meanwhile, flash flood watches and warnings continue for the lower Mississippi Valley and Gulf Coast region. Heavy rain and thunderstorms associated with a weakening but stationary upper-level low over north-central Louisiana will persist today. Additional rainfall is expected to quickly run off into low-lying areas, ditches, and bayous. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Iquitos, Peru, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Luhansk, Ukraine, at 4:09 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 110 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 34 degrees with an east wind at 24 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 27 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 44 degrees, the dew point 42, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.23 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 112 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 28 at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the mid-60s, Boston sunny in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 63 degrees, the low 53. The average temperature, 58, that's 4 degrees below normal. 0.06 of an inch of rain yesterday for the month now, 2.35 inches, which is 0.88 below normal. And 13.30 inches for the year, which is 1.10 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 73 degrees, the average low, 51. The record high, 93, set in 1931, and the record low, 34, in 1956. Sunrise this morning was at 5:21 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:24 p.m., 15 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and milder today, with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight with a passing shower and lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and milder today with highs in the upper 60s. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight with a passing shower and lows near 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and milder today with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight with a passing shower and lows near 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and milder today with highs in the upper 60s. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight with a passing shower and lows in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, milder today with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight with a passing shower and lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon in the lower 70s. Just a small chance of a shower on Saturday, otherwise partly sunny in the lower 70s. Mostly sunny and warmer Sunday, mid to upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Monday, near 80. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.